to get Emery High, and we have Marie. We're all here, all the board members are here, and Superintendent Citrute and Jared Black. We will go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will go ahead with the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes for December 2013 board meeting, and the financial reports for December 2013. Are there any questions on that?
I move that we approve them.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, personnel actions, names for approval.
Yeah, there's always additions after I send you your packet, so I have several names for approval tonight. Recommending that the board approve for hire Haley Willis. It's a preschool educational assistant. This is Huntington Elementary. It's 3 hours. This is to replace part of Dina Hansen's. She's going to go part-time. So it would be the other, it would be the 15 hours of the preschool that she's been doing. And I can't give you much more information other than about her, other than that recommendation from the preschool, from Luann and John and that. So I don't know if any of you know her or not. I don't know a lot about her. But
you know Haley Willis?
I know.
Yeah, I do. She's really, I think she's great.
All right. Also, Sean Bell is the head softball coach here at Emory High School. And I think the two that are assisting were helping before. I don't think they have to be approved again. So, Darren Olson and Diane Jensen as assistant boys soccer coaches here at Emory High School. I think the information I had is that Darren works for the Forest Service in Farron. I think he has a son that's a senior here at Emory High also. And Diane Jensen, she has a ninth grade student, but she, her husband is an optometrist in Price, moved here last summer. She coached team soccer before. I'm trying to read the notes Larry sent me. Played soccer at Bountiful High School, and she has experience and desire, and so Troy recommended those, and Larry has approved them and sent them to me as assistant soccer coaches.
Eric Jensen's her husband. He's
okay.
From Castledale.
And then also Heather Jorgensen-Bailing, special ed preschool teacher half-time. This is the other half of Luann. Luann, as you recall, went half-time kindergarten rather than the full-time preschool. Heather has been doing an internship the first half of the year, and now is being recommended to take over that other half-time special ed preschool teacher. So I'd like to recommend those five names to the board for approval tonight.
Okay, any discussion on that?
I move that we approve them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have the comprehensive guidance program report approval.
So that's me.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sure. If you have it.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay, so you're stuck with me tonight, and I'm Dana Terry, so I know most of you. Maybe some of you haven't seen me, or AKA new counselor is the other title I still go by.
The new girl.
Dixie's off tonight with her new grandson, so that's exciting for her. As you can see, I know this looks kind of scary, but I'm just going to highlight most of, 'cause a lot of the stuff we do the same, but we have had a few changes. this year. Our major change, we did senior SEOPs differently. We did them as a workshop this year. And our main focus is we really wanted to get them on the computer and fill out a college application. And the parents seemed really pleased with that process. They were a little bit longer than we wanted them to be, just because we wanted to do a really good and thorough job and make sure we covered everything for them as their last year. Next year it won't be as long because we are taking over all of the SEOPs, or now they're going to be known as CCRs, Career and College Readiness. And we will make sure we're going to sit down with all the sophomores individually as well as the juniors, and our focus is going to be a little more shifted towards the juniors and making sure that they're really prepared going into that senior year, because the deadlines keep moving up. And so we're pretty excited about being able to take over that. We think it will be a good shift for us. Also, the state ACT is new this year. That will be held March 4th. So we're looking forward to that, and I've been working on, Mr. Davis appointed me over the TAC, so the accommodations, the coordinator, and working with those students and making sure we have all the accommodations in place. But we think that's going to be a really good shift. While I'm talking about testing, plan test, we tested all the sophomores this year. That was 140 sophomores. We had two that actually scored 28 out of 32, so that the scores are coming up, and you can see a little summary on this gold handout. You can see that we are slightly of scoring above the national average, so our kids are doing well, and we're very pleased with that. We don't have the test result. ASVAB will be in February, so we're planning for that. And then we did do the PSAT. Our highest score was 186, and we tested 59 juniors. So it seems more and more of those are taking advantage of that test. The other things, we go in and we have to, I've been teaching lessons. So the first thing this year, we kind of feel like we're on super speed mode this year because we have our state accreditation process this year, as well as a state review of the counseling program. So we're trying to make sure we have all our T's crossed and I's dotted and do everything as that we usually do on top of that. So we set goals early this year. It seemed to help out, helped me out, and the kids seemed to do a really good job. I also want to thank John and Mr. Davis for providing the iPad lab. I had the opportunity, I made a Jeopardy game, and the kids had to go on the iPads and find the answers about different colleges, and they seemed to really enjoy that, and it gave them a lot of good information, and a lot of different information. Also, what's new, we always do the college tour, but I invited the Utah College of Applied Technology, UCAT, here. They came in November to fill that technology piece, because not every kid, as we know, is going to go to college, and they did an amazing job for us. And hopefully in the future we can plan some field trips to go down there. And they were really impressed with our school, and they said they would come back, so we might have them back in the spring to talk to our juniors. Let's see. Then we have provided a counseling calendar. I also want to mention, on the website, we have updated that, so if you haven't been on the Emory High website, go on there and look at the counseling department. I've updated that. I'm still always trying to improve it. It's still kind of a work in progress, but we have our own calendar in there, so you can see kind of the hours that we're putting in, what we're working on, what days they're scheduled, and I've provided you guys with the calendar. Well, it's not the most important, but I want to point out, if you look in May, that's when our AP tests are scheduled. We have a lot of conflicts this year because state baseball is scheduled right in there. And some of those days, like the U.S. History Day, is doubled up, where U.S. History is one test is supposed to be at 8 o'clock and one's supposed to be at noon. And I don't know if you guys have taken an AP test or been involved, but that's a really high stakes process, and we might have to start a few minutes early just so that we can make sure that we get those in on time, because those are very stressful. But just some of you do have some seniors, and so that those are the conflicts that we're looking at. So just wanted you to be aware of the time frame that we're trying to get everything in. I think I've covered most of the information or highlighted the stuff I thought was the most important. I provided a schedule with you. As you know, we squish a lot of things in, and our teachers try to do an amazing job, and as well as we do, trying to get everything in and scheduled on time. And it's not always helpful or convenient is the word I want to say, but I think we do a pretty good job. So any questions? Or
I have a couple. The SAT for juniors, the state test, what does that mean exactly? Like every student who's a junior will take it that day? Or?
Yeah, the state ACT is new. That's a new requirement by the state, but all of our juniors will take the ACT that day.
Will they be charged the same fee as normal?
It's a free test.
The state is now picking up the tab on ACT. It's actually replaced the U-Biscuit that you used to have, as you recall. It's now, it's part of competency and
9th, 10th, and 11th.
Is it scheduled on a Saturday still, or is it on a school day?
That is actually on a Tuesday.
It's a weekday.
So that's a weekday. And we still offer, they can take the ACT up to 12 times, and we still offer the Saturday dates that they can pay for and take those. So we still offer those 4 times a year. So we just had one in December, and then we'll offer one in February, and then they can take it again in April. So they can take it February, March, and April if they really want to. But
so then a student could take the ACT one time, not have to pay, and it could be the qualification.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's right.
That is good.
So, and that's part of why we offered the plan to all of our sophomores, is that preparation piece, so that hopefully that will help them prepare, and when they take that, if they can only take that ACT that one time. So I know Carbon's been doing this for a while, and they have said they've seen a really big increase in their scores. So we're pretty excited about it.
Okay. That's great.
I just want to commend also our counseling department here at Emory High School, the counselors, the registrar, the work-based learning coordinator, all of those who work there. They do an outstanding job, not only in system support for kids, but also in individual support for the students, and they do an outstanding job. We're one of the few districts in the state that meet the 350-to-1 counselor to student ratio. And but here we, I just want, and I hope you'll pass this on, Dana, is that as a school district, we recognize and appreciate what you do. And just looking at the list of services here and the percent of time that's allocated, we certainly recognize that it's an overload.
It
doesn't go unnoticed. We want you to know that. So
thank you.
Yes,
we do
too.
Appreciate.
And I'm sure John coordinates that.
Yes, I was just going to mention, I'm sure Larry agrees, that as the newest member of our counseling department, we're extremely pleased with your professional work. You're pleasant and very professional.
Yeah,
I couldn't be more delighted.
Thank you.
And it's very crucial for the students,
it
for
is.
Their future. So thank
yeah.
you for all that you do to guide them in the way they can succeed. So thank you very much.
I think
you're good.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Just right.
Okay. Do we need to approve that then?
Yes.
Okay. We need a motion then.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Let's go to the Emory High School drug testing policy.
Do you all have copies
mm-hmm.
of that?
Yeah.
We do.
After 2 years of research and presentation to stakeholders, including hearing that was held this school year where approximately 40 people attended. We got together as an administrative team and finalized this policy, streamlined it as best we could to meet Emory High needs and what we believe to be in the best interest of our stakeholders. We answered a lot of questions and received a lot of input, and what we would like to do is to present this to the board. I would propose that we look at this as a pilot program to begin with, to start as soon as this spring. It would give us a chance to work out any bugs, any glitches, any anomalies, and really perfect the policy and our procedures in administering the policy as we go into the start of next year. As far as costs of programs, if it is approved as a pilot program, the school would bear the brunt of those expenses initially. Then we would propose that we charge a $10 fee in addition to the activity fee. It would be paid just one time during the school year, but would have to be renewed each school year. And the primary cost would be in the lab assessments.
Can you give us those costs again, or do we know those?
The costs that I got from the Sheriff's Department were under $10. Now, they did not give me a specific cost. What I was told is that could be negotiated down through Four Corners Mental Health. They're the ones that actually own the lab and administer the lab. The Sheriff's Department conducts the lab work. So at most it would cost $10, which is very reasonable.
Yeah.
Does that $10 cover all of those drugs that are...
It covers up to... The particular test we were looking at covers up to 13 substances.
Okay, that was a question I had because I know.
And does it cover spice?
That's a separate test.
That's a separate test. And then on if they request a second reading, do the parents pay for that, the student, or do who picks up that cost?
The second reading is the same sample reanalyzed.
Oh.
It's not another separate.
Typically,
specimen.
They split the sample and test, and then they have a follow-up they can do
right.
If they need
but
to.
You'd still have to pay for two tests, right?
I haven't been told by the Sheriff's Department that they would charge us.
Okay.
The Sheriff's Department is very supportive of this.
Good.
And they don't want to make it cost prohibitive for the school district. So they're going to trim costs back as much as they can without having to subsidize it.
I have a couple of questions. So on this, when they're collecting the sample, they're in the restroom but not in the stall. What's to prevent them from having a sample there? You don't. You're just not going to worry about that.
Yeah,
okay.
And we know that that's a problem. But at this point, I think that privacy supersedes that.
Okay.
We've experienced that with some of our youth in custody testing, and some of those. Students have been caught,
mm-hmm.
And others have gotten away with it. But
yeah,
I think
get
we're dealing
smart.
With a higher caliber of student athlete here in most cases. And again, I just think privacy to begin with is more important than being in there and really shaking these kids down.
Okay. I think initially that's probably
a good idea.
Well, I think another thing to note is the other school districts that I'm aware of, that is exactly how they are doing the testing as well.
Yes, sir.
So
that's
I haven't found any that were not testing in that manner.
Okay. And then it's Four Corners Behavior Health now. Did you know that? Just so that you have that in your... I had a few questions.
In all of your... work with the hearing and parent and surveys and all of that, are parents aware that you plan to pilot as early as this year?
That's what we've said.
Okay, cause I just couldn't recall hearing that for sure. I heard it a few weeks ago, and then when you sent me that, but for some reason I had blocked that out. going to start in the fall.
We could actually have, if we go that way, we could actually have until the end of February, which isn't that far away, before we actually begin this, because that's when tryouts for spring sports begin, so we would have to do a pretty aggressive PR campaign to get that information out, that we are piloting this program and how we would.
Yeah, I just, in the surveying, you did the surveying, most of it was done at registration time, so did that include, that included parents of this year's seniors?
Yes.
Okay, that was my concern or question.
We surveyed all of our students last year, and we also surveyed the ninth grade students, and then we surveyed parents during the 3 days of registration in August. And we had over 300 to 400 parent responses. That was included in the data that I presented.
Right.
Mr. Davis, have you talked to the sheriff's department specifically about testing for the alcohol and tobacco? Because as I've talked to other school districts, none of them are doing that, which, I mean, I don't have a problem with it being part of the testing, but they have told you, yes, they can test for that.
Yes.
Okay.
I have one more question about the legalities. If you find a dirty, don't you have to legally report it to someone or not? You don't. You've checked with that.
The way we would approach it, if the student athlete or the student involved is already in the system, then it would be reported. Or if, in addition to having a dirty UA, we found paraphernalia or drugs or something like that, then we would report that as an offense. But just having a positive test would not result in a court referral.
Okay.
And,
go ahead. I had a couple of questions. One is, I think this one part where requesting the second reading and so on,
mm-hmm.
and it says if a parent or guardian can't be contacted, a second reading will be conducted. That's just automatic?
It's if it's requested by the person being tested.
Okay, I just thought that was a little ambiguous, and you might want to clarify that in the policy.
Yeah, we can do that.
And who would pay for it, too? I think that
mm-hmm.
needs to be put in there.
And then my other question, on the negative consequences that you have listed in the policy, it refers to suspension from games or matches or so on, but there's no reference of specific consequences for student government students.
Well, they would be suspended from participation in that organization.
For a
certain amount of time, or?
That would have to be added. You're right, it's not.
There's
we
nothing
added
that
student government later. We had some pretty extensive discussion about that, but ultimately we believe that the student leaders really set the tone for
mm-hmm.
the student body at large, for those not necessarily involved in athletic programs. And when I pitched this whole thing to the student council both last year and this year, they were more than willing
mm-hmm.
to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of led us to believe that we should include it as well.
And I think they should be.
But
I think you may want to list some specific consequences in there for that category of
yes.
kids. The only other thing that I would like to give by way of feedback, and there haven't been very many parents, but several parents have said to me, is there not a way that you can levy a fine for those who have a positive test to counteract part of the expense so that the kids who are not involved are not punished by having to pay the fee? Maybe something to think of.
Well, you have to run the test, and it's going to cost you anyway, whether it's positive
right.
or negative.
Right, but
if you
levied a fee for those who, as a part of the consequence,
yeah.
for those who tested positively, and that went into the pot that pays for the tests.
I don't know the legalities, whether
the school
district
can
find someone or not. We'd have to check
you
with legal counsel, but
people.
I don't know. know of any other district policy that does that.
Yeah, that's kinda what it would be.
I don't know, that was one of the suggestions.
And then for seniors, if they are, how does that affect them if they're not involved in another sport? There's just no penalty for them if they're not gonna participate next year?
Yeah.
Okay. All the questions I had, any others?
I just have one more. On the part about reasonable suspicion drug testing, says this policy does not prevent a student from being drug tested upon an individualized reasonable suspicion.
Yes.
Can you explain it a little bit more to us?
Well, we do that already. If we have a tip line report or a buddy box note or observation from an adult that a student may be acting abnormally, then we believe that to be reasonable suspicion, in which case we would conduct an interview with the student. And we do this with any student, by the way, not just those athletics. We'd conduct an interview, make an assessment. We believe the student was under the influence of something. And plus, we would search backpack, search locker, search car, vehicle. But we also call parents and let them know what we're doing and why we're doing it. And some come down, some don't. But we do have the right to do that under reasonable suspicion.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that was my question was, if that's already something that, you know, takes place, why is it in the policy, you know, for this random drug testing?
Well, because the random drug testing is like a lottery. And this is to clarify that your name does not necessarily, or your number does not necessarily have to be drawn for you to be tested or searched or whatever.
Okay, I was flipping it the other way and thinking that then those people that were suspicious would be put in this random thing, but you're saying just clarification more than...
Right.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for your question.
Okay, are we ready to have a motion on this? Any other discussion? It would be a pilot program, you're saying, and it should begin in February.
Sports, yes.
And then you would pilot it for a year, is that what you're proposing?
We would pilot it through the spring season.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the school year, we would assess and make any necessary changes, and then we would bring that back to the board for approval.
Okay, I think that's a good kind of a trial period for us to see how the glitches.
I move that we approve that policy under those terms that have been stipulated.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thanks for your work on that. I hope great things come from that and helps all the students. So thank you. We have a request for automotive program out of state travel.
Probably deja vu for you.
Yeah.
Just in November that they went to
Where are they going this time?
Farmington.
I know.
Five out of the last 6 years, our automotive team have placed high enough in their Farmington competition that they really qualified men to go to Hobbs, New Mexico.
That's pretty sad.
And that's the case again this year. And so Mr. Cobb is requesting permission to go on February 4th through the 8th, six students to go to the competition that is held in Hobbs, New Mexico. And I can't remember the name of the junior college, but I have it on a list somewhere here. But I'm recommending the board approve again them going down for this second competition.
Well, I'd make a motion that we approve that they go.
The costs are picked up by USU Eastern. Yeah.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Good program.
Approval of water share leases.
I'd like to request the board approve water share lease arrangements for this year. There are two small changes from prior years. The first one being that we have two less shares in the Cottonwood Creek company, and that's because each year when we build a house here at Emory High in the construction program, we give two shares to Castledale City for the water for that house. And then second, we would need to, or at least I'm recommending that we, that the board approve a 25-cent increase in what we charge Huntington and Cleveland for leasing those shares, and that's just to cover the cost of the assessment. So it would go from $3 a share to $3.25. It is cheap. You would know.
So moved.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's.
Otherwise, the recommendations are identical.
I heard a motion from Marie.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Okay, approval of bids for school buses.
Okay, we are recommending this year to purchase two school buses, one a standard school bus and the other a wheelchair accessible school bus. Included in your packet a copy of the bids for those. The bids are from Bryson's and they're on state contract. The regular bus would be $111,190.
It's in the one that has the blue.
And the wheelchair bus, $119,515. The price is actually a little bit less than last year, which is shocking because most years it's gone up about $8,000 to $10,000. So discussed this with Roger, and this is what he's recommending, and I'm sure John can talk to us, but we have more students who are needing wheelchair accessible buses, and this seems like the right year to get one of those.
Well, I think our one that we have is wheelchair accessible, is one of our oldest buses.
It is, yeah. Oldest and highest mileage.
Okay.
Well, I would make the motion that we approve of the bids.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Okay, let's go to the principal's report. Principal Davis.
Okay.
Drum roll.
You've been going so well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Like a yearbook.
Out that.
Yeah.
In color.
What I've given you is our student handbook, and the reason that I would like you to have one is because it does give a lot of information about our programs and what is available to students in addition to our policies and procedures here at Emory High School. So hopefully you'll take a few minutes and look through that,
yeah.
And if you have any questions about any of that, you can check with me. I'm here every day. The other thing, which was inserted into the handbook, which looks like this, is just an update of some things going on at Emory High in addition to what we have in the handbook. On the first page, just a few things that I'd like to bring to your attention. Some of the good things that have been going on to this point in the school year, we've had several academic all-staters, mostly in cross country. Not only did the teams, especially the girls team, have an amazing season, but they also had some very high academic standards and met those qualifications for academic all-state. We did have Banner Faber also in tennis, so we had a good fall with academic all-staters. Emory High continues to be actively involved in community service and also school service. Student Council held the annual food drive just before Thanksgiving break. Also, they have had several fundraising programs to accumulate funds to help students and student families who may be in need. Also, the Sterling Scholars have held not one, but two blood drives. We had one just today.
My son come in.
And that was kind of short notice, but it was very successful. I didn't get the final numbers on it, but I know they were busy in there all day. So we're very, very pleased with not only Sterling Scholars and Sinead Butler for putting that together, but the many students, faculty, staff, and community members that stopped by to donate blood. Also, the Sterling Scholars collected $500 for KSL's quarters for Christmas. Very successful program, and certainly goes to a worthy cause. We continue our citizenship education, a big part of Emory High School. This is the fourth year we've held a Veterans Day program through the Student Council sponsorship. It's become embedded in our culture now, and it is something that we're all proud of and something that our students certainly learn from. Also, we continue to update our military display case up by the main office. I don't know if you've had a chance to see that, but it's pretty impressive to see the Emory High graduates that are currently serving in the military, some of their stories. Accountability, we have been accredited for the current school year. Also, during this school year, we are going through a major accreditation, and there is an article in our handbook about that. We'll give you a little bit more background on that, but we will have a site evaluation coming up in March, and we are working to be totally prepared for that. We started on that last year, and I think we are posturing ourselves to be in a very good situation for that evaluation. So appreciate the cooperation of the faculty and staff and student body for their involvement in helping us prepare for that. One other thing not listed on that page that I want to mention is the PISA results. PISA is a international organization that does the testing for comparative data to compare one country results to another. You see these all the time. U.S. is ranked so forth. And we tested sophomores last year. It was very well organized testing. PISA actually paid the sophomores to come in and take the test. There were two tests, paper and pencil. Those kids were paid $20 each, and then the select group of students took a computer test as well, and they were paid $40. The results came out earlier this year. The data that I received was very limited, but Emory High School sophomores last year, this year's juniors, scored higher than the U.S. average in math and science, and were right at the U.S. average in language arts. So very positive results, I thought. Over on the next page, some enrollment data. We are at 424 students, same as we were with the October count. You can see that our enrollment has gone up since we hit the low point of 386 back in 2011-12. And then if you look at the bottom, the lavender color column, factoring in ninth graders at Canyon View and San Rafael with our juniors and seniors, our enrollment projection would be 461 students for next year, which is an increase of 37 students. So we haven't seen those numbers in a while.
No.
Back 3 years.
So counseling department, get
<That's>
ready.
Yeah, where are you going to put all those kids?
At the bottom of that page,
just
some pictures and references to the success of our fall sports programs. We are competing in most areas in 2A. Our football program was in a 3A classification, very difficult. But Emory High qualified for state in all sports except boys cross country. And placed in the top 10 in most of those categories. Football team was eliminated in the first round. But we are competing against much bigger schools in that 3A classification. The next page is a compilation of UCAS data. And just a couple of things. I don't want to try and explain all of this. It's fairly complicated. But But if you look at the school performance and you see the total point score of Emory High School, 431, compared to the state average of 419, we are 12 points above the state average. Plus, we are up 47 points from the previous year. So we're definitely moving in the right direction. In the school grade, Emory High received a letter grade of B. This is the first year that we have the report card for schools in this format. And we didn't quite know what to expect. I think all of the principals, probably everyone, was a little bit a little bit concerned about how those grades would play out, but I felt very good about getting a B. We want to do better, but B is good. B is good. So, and in all of the tested areas under proficiency, language arts, math, and science, our scores were improved over the previous year. And I would like to point out that language arts was rated number 23 out of 187 secondary schools in proficiency. So we were in the top 25 in our language arts scores. Very pleased with that. Any questions about that data? I've gone through it pretty fast, but.
How does math, how do we?
How do you figure
you don't want to.
Well, John can explain it better than I can, but the thing is, what they're testing, and I don't know if it'll change with the SAGE testing. It may change, because that's all going to change for next year, which is like renorming, which means most scores are going to drop next year.
Oh, good.
But as a natural consequence of going to that new assessment. But we're testing. In the past, we've been testing geography, not geometry.
I think you explained it to us. I remember
before.
That now.
Those kids who were tested at Emory High are those kids who did not take geometry in the ninth grade, which is where most of them take it.
Yeah,
so the kids
that
who are being tested usually at Emory High in geometry are those kids who didn't take it in the ninth grade because they weren't at that level or in that sequence, or they may not have passed it, or they may have had to repeat it. So you're testing your kids who have struggled the most in math at the high school level here. If you could include ninth grade as part of the high school assessment, that score would be much, much higher. So it's really
so it should go up then.
Well, right now we're in transition to Utah core math, and it's pretty messy, to be honest with you. I don't know how it's going to shake down. I'm very concerned about it. It's very difficult. Our students are in either secondary two, secondary three, or in the honors track. Those kids in the honors track, I'm not concerned about. The others, we don't really know what the test is going to look like. The teachers are trying to teach the standards. The philosophical approach, however, is quite a shift from instruction
it
in
is.
The past. It's here's the problem, figure out a way to get to the answer. Parents can't help most of these kids with math. We haven't got a math textbook per se. Have you heard enough?
We've heard it. We do get
okay.
some
so
information.
At least the whole state's
I think
state.
Ultimately,
yeah.
once we get it figured out, I think we will see some
It'll
improvement.
Be good.
But this transition, like superintendent says, it's like renorming the test.
Yeah.
You typically see scores drop when you renorm, and this is a huge renorming. So.
You don't have time to listen to my lecture on. Our problem with mathematics, we'll do that another time.
Okay.
I have my own opinion on mathematics, but it is a challenge, and it starts clear down in the elementary schools because of, you know, the colleges are not preparing elementary teachers to teach math. They're not content specialists. And where we don't have enough funding for professional development, it's tough. It's So I'll stop there, because I could go on for 45 minutes.
I've heard you go way past that.
He's heard my lecture.
I think we've heard it too, but thanks. I appreciate that explanation.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
On the last page, under Collins Emory High by the numbers, you can see that we have a lot of people that are connected to Emory High, and I have to say they're connected in very good ways. We have professional staff, but beyond that, we have staff willing to go beyond contracts to volunteer time, to help students after hours, to come into homework class, whatever's needed to make this school get better, and I do appreciate it. They're a joy to work with most of the time, and I love what I do here, and I love working with them and the kids. It's a great school. I think it continues to get better. In the handbook, I hope you'll read through some of the work we've been doing on making our school safer. We put a lot of emphasis into that this year. And also, one final note on professional development. We have continued to conduct PD 360 professional development training each Monday. We have been working on Marzano's The Art of Teaching up to this point. After the end of this month, first Monday in February, then we're going to start working on the new evaluation instrument and the 10 teaching standards, which is a big point of emphasis for next year. So we want to be very proactive on that and be prepared. So appreciate the board's support, the district office's support, and all that you do for our students and all the kids of Emory County. So thank you.
Well,
any questions?
We feel very fortunate to have you a part of our school district and Emory High, and your great staff passed that on our thanks.
I
and
will.
I do have one question. We have a new and improved accreditation department. Or it's no longer known as accreditation.
Yes. It's advanced ed.
Advanced ed.
Yeah.
So far, have you noticed any new and improved?
Well, this is primarily computer based.
Okay.
Everything that I've done, other than attend training with Dana and Dixie and Mr. Gordon, has been computer. There are district office personnel assigned to this, and,
sure.
And you, Kurt knows how much they correspond and communicate. Georgia Lowenstock is one. They're very good to keep in touch. I haven't run into any real issues. I'm a little concerned at this point about transferring some data into the computer database, but I called on the service center to help me with that, so I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Thank you very
good,
much.
Thanks.
Let's do the business administrator's report. Jerry, nothing?
Okay,
superintendent's report?
Just quickly, reminder tomorrow, be careful when you're traveling, those of you who are going to the conference. But also recognize on the program that typically those sessions were beginning at 9 a.m., that they will begin at 8:30 for general sessions. And we do have breakfast on Friday morning with Carbon School District's board at 7 a.m. instead of 7:30. And that'll give you a chance to ask the big question, why? Are they moving the ninth grade to the high school? Which creates a lot of rumors in our school district as to what we're going to do, and their problems are not the same as our problems, with particularly with the elementary schools and so forth. But we will be meeting with our two junior high principals and probably Mr. Davis, because I don't think it'll impact Green River, but we're going to have to decide how we're going to handle ninth grade sports programs. Since they will no longer be, there will no longer be a league with Carbon making that move. And so we're going to be talking probably after administrative council this next week about some suggestions to come to the board with on how to handle that. So we need to, just need to be aware of that, but they are, they did make that decision in December, and I guess last night at a board meeting again, they, it was a split vote the first in December, but I guess last night they rediscussed it and affirmed it, and they're moving ahead with that move. But again, they have elementaries that are bursting at the seams and trying to deal with other issues there. Although in 6 or 8 years, you're gonna have a high school of 1,400, 1,500 over there. I don't know how they'll deal with that either, so it's just putting off the problem. But anyway, we'll have, or hopefully our principals will have some recommendations there. We've talked about a few things, but legislature starts the 27th of January. That's always exciting. Goes till March 13th. And there's a couple other things there I've just listed on my report that you can read. I just have one other item we'll have to do in closed session, and it has to do with student discipline issues. So.
Okay, thank you. Any public comments? Okay, then we.
I move we go into closed meeting to discuss a student discipline issue.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you.
There are some
refreshments. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate that.
And Nanette, we'll try to take 3 minutes.
Okay.
3 minutes. Get you out of here.
Oh, because you wanted to go, okay.
Gotcha.
So are you going, Marie, to the conference?
Yes. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you going? I appreciate it.
Is Nanette, are you going?
We don't need to.